for coming up. Well, first of all, I think we need to congratulate Germany on the win. Put on a good performance, but when that's said, I'm like very proud of the team that stepped onto the pitch for Canada. We definitely have worked hard the last 4 days, like four sessions on the pitch, to try to create a new structure. And if you know how hard it is for players to actually get out of their normal shape and into what we did against the tier one opposition, like when the hair started racing on my arm, because yeah, definitely proud. The only thing I asked of these players was left that they leave everything out there, and I think they did. Worked the structure as we needed, but we didn't win. I think the middle third of this match is one of the best matches while I've been a coach that we've played, and once again, like, new structure. So yeah, congratulations to Germany, and I think we definitely took some good steps in this match, playing into a different style of play.
They're just lethal around the box, right, Germany?
Well, they are lethal around the box, definitely, but they'll be even more lethal if we give them the opportunity to be there.
And if you take away that first goal, it would have been a tie, which might have seemed a fair result. Would you have been happy with a tie, given the way that would have reflected the game?
Well, I think if we take away all their three goals, we'll be 2-0 up. I'll be very happy. I think as a coach, you need to look sometime like through the result and look at the performance. I'm very happy about the performance for sure. We had some little bumps on the way, and the first, you know, after 30 seconds, we put up on a totally different structure. And if you talk about a resilient team, I think this team showed it. So, like, coming back 1-0 halftime against Germany, like, it's not against the tier two opposition, but against Germany to lead 2-1, that's amazing. And then we need to, you know, finish the job. So it's 80% great stuff, guys, and then the last 20 we'll work on it.
Christine, how did you find the game today?
Yeah, I think very similar to what Kenneth said. Obviously very disappointed that we lost, very disappointed with the way we started the game, obviously, and then to go up 2-1 and then to have them score within 15 seconds, I mean, it's kind of deflating. But I think this is one of those games that we'll be able to look back on, and, you know, we put forth a good performance and a positive performance that we can build on in World Cup qualifying.
Coach, if you can just talk about the performance of Nichelle Prince when she came in, because she really changed the dynamics of the game.
So we talk about the substitutions we're making, that they're not just stepping on the pitch, so they impact players. And when she came on the pitch, she impacted the game. So, and that's the quality of the bench. I think they got some excellent qualities. So Nichelle is paceful. She's added some physicality to her game as well. So there was definitely a space in behind that she took advantage of and made us a bit more dangerous in the direct play.
Christine, how that wind is really, really strong. I mean, it's almost a game played in two halves. What does that affect you as a player? Or is it unusual? Maybe it's not unusual.
No, I mean, to be honest, I don't really think of it. I mean, we've played in worse, and, you know, it's just part of the game. Obviously, maybe some balls get hung up when you're playing against the wind, but I don't think it played too much of a factor into the game.
Kenneth, playing the formation you did today, what do you like about that with your team? Why do you think it works for your team?
So I think for us, so this team have worked the last 4 or 5 years to become the most adaptable team in the world. And this takes even a step further, that we can make in-game changes, but also between game changes. We got a lot of work for our fullbacks in the normal structure. And if you go into a tournament, you need to have them resting at periods. It's also something about how can we put pressure, especially on the oppositions, like in front of their center backs. I think we've got so much quality up front, so we can hurt opponents in different ways. So I think it's for us, for me and this team, just always to explore how can we improve instead of always doing what we've always done. So it's adding to this team, and you know what, coming into this camp was a little like, so how would this team respond? And it's just been great. So open to learning, so open to a new way of approaching it.